This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A New York court has picked the first seven jurors to sit on the criminal fraud trial of former President Donald Trump. He's accused of falsifying business records to conceal an affair before the 2016 election. He has denied all charges, including the affair. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports from New York.
The jurors range in age. Some are lifelong New Yorkers. Others are originally from other states. Their takes on the former president also vary. One juror said he didn't have many opinions on Trump, but believed no one is above the law. A few said that they were not familiar with the other charges Trump is facing. One noted Trump speaks his mind, but she doesn't have strong opinions about it. The Trump legal team researched social media histories to winnow down their options, including posts about Trump made by family of prospective jurors dating back to 2016. Judge Juan Mershon told jurors to prepare to hear opening statements on Monday. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Trump also visited a small store in New York City yesterday where the owner fatally stabbed a customer in 2022. The owner said it was in self-defense and was briefly charged with murder by the district attorney who is now prosecuting Trump. Those charges were later dropped. Several people gathered to watch Trump. There were supporters who called out to him from the crowd and detractors who booed him and called him a fascist. President Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania. He kicked off this week in his hometown, Scranton. Biden compared his life experiences to his presidential challenger, Donald Trump.
Where we come from matters. When I look at the economy, I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton, and that's not hyperbole. That's a fact.
Meanwhile, the White House says Biden is going to try to triple the U.S. tariff rate on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum. The tariffs average around 7.5%. Biden will make this case today at the headquarters of the United Steelworkers. Alabama's 2nd Congressional District now has its candidates for November after yesterday's runoff election. The Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller reports the newly redrawn district follows a legal battle to increase black representation in the state.
Republican Caroline Dobson, an attorney from Montgomery, clinched the nomination against former Alabama Senator Dick Brubaker. Shamari Figures, a former U.S. Justice Department official, is the Democratic candidate after securing the nomination over Alabama House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels. The 2nd District was redrawn last year after a lawsuit alleged that it had been racially gerrymandered by Republicans to restrict the influence of black voters. That district is now nearly 49% black and spans from the East Georgia border to Mobile. In November, if District 2 goes blue, it carries the potential to increase Democrats' numbers in the U.S. House of Representatives. For NPR News, I'm Maya Miller.
On Wall Street and pre-market trading, stock futures are higher. This is NPR. Tornadoes damaged parts of Kansas and Iowa yesterday, leaving two people injured in Kansas. Storms elsewhere in the central U.S. dropped hail the size of ping pong balls. Companies that make the sleep aid melatonin have up to 2 years to voluntarily adopt child-deterrent packaging and other new safeguards on their products. NPR's Maria Godoy reports the new guidelines come from the Council for Responsible Nutrition, the leading trade group for the dietary supplement industry.
Melatonin is a hormone produced by the brain that helps regulate sleep-wake cycles. It's also sold as a dietary supplement and is widely used as a sleep aid, including by children. These products aren't regulated with the same rigor as over-the-counter medications. Past research has found some supplements can contain many times more melatonin than is listed on the label. The number of kids ending up in the ER after accidentally ingesting melatonin while unsupervised has skyrocketed in recent years. The new industry guidelines call for makers of melatonin to add a label warning it can cause drowsiness. They also recommend that melatonin gummies be sold in child-safe containers with a label warning that the gummies could pose a choking hazard if not chewed properly. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
The Coast Guard has reopened the Ohio River in Pittsburgh to shipping traffic. It was closed for nearly 4 days after more than two dozen barges broke loose and floated away during flooding in Pennsylvania. One of the barges sank. Teams using sonar found it underwater yesterday. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.